Om Namo 하르데 바스데가요 오노모 바르데 바스데가요 오노모 바르데 바스데가요 In my Bible, on 1st January 18th chapter, verse 32 and maybe 33. Tasya putro ki tejasvi. Biharan balakor bakahai. Ragyagam propitam katam. Tutpata-treta-mabrabit Tasya putro-ti-tejasvi Viharan-balakor-bakai Nujyagam-prapitam-tatam Tutpata-treta-mabrabit Tasya putro ti tejasvi Viharan balako bakai Nagyagam prapitam tatam Sukvata pregama bravi Tasya.
Tasya.
His, the sages.
His,
the sages.
Putra.
The son.
Api.
Extreme. Tejasvi. Harvam. Viharan. While playing. Balaka. With boys. Arbakai. For all childish. Pragya, by the king,
Agham,
distress,
Prapitam,
made to have,
Tatam,
the father, Shutta, by hearing, Tatra, then and there, Idam, this, Abravit, spoke, translation, the sage, who had a son who was very powerful, being a Brahmin's son. say he had a son, who was very powerful, being a Brahmin's son. And while he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, the boy spoke as follows. Purport. Due to Maharaj Pariksit's good government, even a boy of tender age who was playing with other inexperienced boys could become as powerful as a qualified Brahmin. This boy was known as Shringi, and he achieved good training in Brahmacharya by his father so that he could be as powerful as a Brahmin, even at that age. But because the age of Kali was seeking an opportunity to spoil the cultural heritage of the four orders of life, the inexperienced boy gave a chance for the age of Kali to enter into the field of Vedic culture. Hatred of the lower orders of life began from this Brahmin boy. Under the influence of Kali, and thus cultural life began to dwindle day after day. The first victim of Brahminical injustice was Maharaj Pariksit, and thus the protection given by the king against the onslaught of Kali was slackened. So somehow I have to do 30 feet. We could chant it together. Aho dharma palanam pipnam bali bhujanga swaminyagam nirashyanam balapanam sunamira. The Brahmin's son Shrinki said, just look at the sins of the rulers who like crows and watchdogs at the door perpetrate sins against the masters, their masters contrary to the principles governing servants. Purport. The Brahmins are considered to be the head and brains of the social body, and thus the Kshatriyas are considered to be the arms of the social body. The arms are required to protect the body from all harm, but the arms must act according to the directions of the head and brain. This is a natural arrangement made by the supreme order, for it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita that the four social orders of caste, namely Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudras, are set up according to quality and work done by them. Naturally, the son of a Brahmana has a good chance to become a Brahmana by the directions of qualified fathers, as the son of a medical practitioner has a very good chance to become a qualified medical practitioner. So the caste system is quite scientific. The son must take advantage of the father's qualification and thus become a Brahmana or medical practitioner, and not otherwise. Without being qualified, one cannot become a Brahmana or medical practitioner, and that is the verdict of all scriptures and social order. Here in Shringi, a qualified son of a great Brahmana attained the required Brahminical power both by birth and by training, but he was lacking in culture because he was an inexperienced boy. By the influence of Kali, the son of a Brahmin became puffed up with Brahminical power and thus wrongly compared Maharaj Pariksit to crows and watchdogs. The king is certainly the watchdog of the state in the sense that he keeps vigilant eyes over the border of the state for its protection and defense. But to address him as a watchdog is the sign of a lust-cultured boy. Thus, the downfall of the Brahminical power began as they gave importance to birthright without culture. The downfall of the Brahmin caste began in the age of Kali. And since Brahmanas are the heads of the social order, all other orders of society also began to deteriorate. This beginning of Brahminical deterioration was highly deplored by the father of Shringi, as we will find. Omagana Kramanandasya Yananjana Shalaka Chakshunandri Sandhina Tasma Shri Guru Vema Chaitanya Manati Tham Papi Sandhina Deshkala Mayam Rupagata Mahyam Gadati Sabadam Shri Gaun Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Sabatakamam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Vam Sarabhishasam Sadhana Raghunatam Vam Kaji Vam Tadvaitam Sabadhutam Padhijana Sapitam Krishna Kaitam Nadevam Shri Vata Krishna Vadam Sahavana Lalita Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tanasan dojido datra dukram sikhichatam karim kataham punkam karadali bhavam. Kachiputro titejasi viharan balato bakai pragyadam papitam atatkam kutvapatregam abhavim. To say that a son was very powerful, being a Brahmin's son. While he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, the boy spoke as follows. Brahmin's son, Sringi said, oh, just look at the sins of the rulers, who like crows and watchdogs at the door perpetrate sins against their masters, contrary to the principles governing servants. Somehow or other, when I came into the art department, I got this painting to, what, I don't know if it was the very first painting, but to paint this this particular pastime. And I had like a split-level painting, Sringi cursing on the upper level. I don't know if I could finish it, a couple other people might help me. But I think it shows the Sringi's cursing, which got his brown quid in it, like a river. Anyway, so the first thing it says is Teja, Ati Tejasvi. So although he's a Balaka, he's a boy, but he has this power. Teja Prabhava Balaparusha Bhuti Yoga, Mauna Bhata. Anyway, there's some Prahlad prayers describing all these different qualifications. Maybe a different verse. So Prahlad Maharaj is talking about these brahminical qualifications, although one may have all these brahminical qualifications. Natupurimana, he could easily become puffed up with his brahminical qualifications. So this is what we're seeing here, that this boy, he has this power, but he doesn't know what to do with the power. So his father's sitting in trance. And here, it's interesting that it says that he heard his father's distress. The father was actually didn't. So as far as I've read, he doesn't seem to be in distress. I mean, he got a dead snake on his neck, but he was like in a trance, completely oblivious. But it says here that he was in distress. His perception was that his father was put into distress. We can assume like that. His perception that, he became angry here. So, Teja. He had this Teja. So, Lord Maharaj said, although one may have all this Teja, Prabhava Bala Pavosha, extreme strength and expertise, he gives a whole list of seemingly very nice things that everyone, well, not everyone, but certain people, many people might aspire for. Anyone might aspire for these things. Most people in Kaliyuga, they don't really aspire to hear the Shastras or know the Shastras or to have brahminical power. But Prahlad Maharaj nails it once again that someone may perform mona. He doesn't speak. We find that rare persons in Bhagavatam like Jada Bharat. He doesn't speak usually, but he does speak ultimately. But this is one of the type things that people think of as the qualification. He may not speak, like some, there were some gurus. They don't speak, but they write on the board. You know? So what's the difference? Here, I'm not speaking. There, we hear about these sadhus, they go into this, and take a certain vow. Monavrata, vrata means a vow. They take a vow for silence, or another type of vow, monavrata, sutrakrapo, they perform tapasya. They hear Shastras, they become very learned like that. And So this list is given by Christ. Tejas Prabhavabhavako. And he could develop this Tejas. So Tejas means that even Hiranyakashipu too got Tejas. He had a lot of Tejas. He had flames coming out of his head. I don't know anyone who... I did see a guy the other day with flames coming out. No, wait a minute. No. That's wrong. That was just a car headlight. But so he had flames coming out. He was living in his bones. So, but he was doing austerity for all the wrong reasons. Kim Kashipu Prasad. Kashipu. Well, this stringy, he's not after, he's not like Hiranyakashipu. But still, he's misusing his status. Hiranyakashipu is. So we find the one demon, he was cutting his flesh. People, they want to develop some power, so they do some crazy thing. Still, even today, you find people are doing some very strange austerities. This is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita also, in the 17th chapter. Gauram, horrible things they do to the body, they inflict pain on their body. So, Ati Tejasi. He's doing all those austerities. So he was very powerful. He was brahmachari. And, but, Prabhupada says here, it is due to Maharaj Pariksit's good government that even this boy of tender age is playing with inexperienced other boys. So you can contrast to this boy to Prahlad Maharaj. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, I'm thinking of Narad Muni now. Narad Muni was actually only about 5. This boy seems to be a bit older. Probably he's older. And so, but Narad Muni, he was self-controlled. And he got the association because his mother had some kind of a rooming house or some kind of a place, an ashram. Obviously, she was a qualified person in many ways because these sadhus, Munibir Mahatma, they were described as Sankirtyaman Munibir Mahatma. They were performing Sankirtan, Tatambraha, Anudinam, that Narad Muni was hearing from them every day. And doing menial service. And he himself, Dantasya, Balasya described, he was also a boy, but he was controlling his senses properly and hearing from these Mahatmas every day. And it says there that Anamoldito Dvijaya, that by their permission, he would get some of their prasad. And Uchishtalepan Anamoldito Dvijaya. Just means the remnants, just laid by a little bit of the remnants of these. So, but by that association, he became Narad Muni, and very purified, powerful person. But this boy is misusing his tremendous tejas. First, Maharaj Pariksit, and just see this, he's calling this really bad stuff, calling him. Crow and the watchdogs. Bharapanam Sunam Inva, keeping watch at the door. Sunam refers to dogs. It's not a very nice thing, cursing Maharaj Pariksit. Maharaj Pariksit also was immune to the curse. Described Taraskrita Vipralabdha. Taraskrita means describing Maharaj Pariksit, even if he's defamed or cheated people of the Sapta, first, Prabhupada, just see Sabhakta, the power of the Bhakta. He was not caring at all. He was not seeing anything, just like Kaviraj Goswami describes, Bhadra Bhadra. Bhadra, Bhadra, Sakale Saman. He's equal in auspiciousness and auspicious devotee. So therefore, although he's cursed, neglected, hata, api, even killed, here he's not being directly killed, but he's being cursed to be killed. What was Maharaj Parikshit's reaction? We'll see in the next chapter. Famous verse quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, tamopayatam patayantivi patayantuvi ra. Please accept me as your humble. All the sages and great personalities were surrounding him. And Sukadeva Goswami came there also. So his mood was tamopayatam patayantuvi ra. Please accept me as your Ganga today, with the chitin and shape. May the Ganga, that is very auspiciously situated by the Ganga. Ganga today, the Jopashta, Kuhakas Takchako. Takchako refers to this snake bird. Kuhakas, some tricky thing, magic, that this boy may have created. Ganga today, the Jopashta, created by this Dvija. This Brahman. He's acknowledging him as a Brahman boy. He drove for Shishtaku Kasakshipo Va, Dashatpalam Gayata Vishnu Gata. So there's a very wonderful shloka. If anyone has a desire to learn some shlokas pertaining to this pastime, I would definitely highly recommend it. We can always know if anything is important. If it's Kaviraj Goswami's quoting in there, at least one time. If not more, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But it's all right, he said, let it bite me. I don't mind. Beat me. Dashat balam, means let it bite me. Dashat balam, gaya. But what one thing, main thing is, gayata Vishnu gata. You have to keep on chanting the glories of Vishnu. Unfortunately, this boy was not absorbed in the chanting the glories of Vishnu. Nate vidu svartagati Vishnu. Generally in Kali Yuga, or anyone without Krishna consciousness, he doesn't realize the goal of life. Nate vidu, Prahlad Maharaj gave this verse also when he was speaking with his very nice father, Suravarjadena, the greatest of demons. He didn't really call him daddy. He said, oh, best of demons. So he said like that. Absorbed in the external. So we find that this cursing is going on throughout the shastras. In another place, during in the beginning of the fourth canto, Lord Shiva was attending this big yajna. Daksha was performing a big yajna. So Lord Shiva was in meditation. He was also sitting in meditation. And Daksha couldn't understand that. What does Lord Shiva say? Vasudeva Shabditam. Satvam Vishudam Vasudeva Shabditam. Yadiyate Tatra Pramam. Yadiyate. This Lord Shiva explained to his wife, that I'm simply thinking of Vasudeva. He's absorbed. So he was absorbed in the realization of Vasudeva. So when one's consciousness can come, just like Krishna is born from Vasudeva, Vasudeva is born. So similarly, Krishna can appear in our consciousness when it becomes purified as Lord Shiva. We don't know if this Brahman, who was the father of Shingi, what's his name again? Huh? Samaka Rishi. If he was, he's not on the level of Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva is showing the example. Then there was cursing going on because Daksha was such a puffed up guy, considered like the ultimate karmi, basically. Not a vikarmi, but karmi. So he had no conception of the. He said, I got my daughter married to this horrible guy. He's always dressed in ashes. He's got snakes on him. I mean, wow. He's completely deluded, Daksha. So therefore, he cursed Lord Shiva, and he said some very nasty things. And ultimately,
Lord Shiva's followers headed by Nandishvara, they started cursing Daksha and his followers, saying that let all these followers of Daksha, even their brahmanas, and it probably mentions it, acharyas are saying that in Kali Yuga, this is also operative. All these curses put forward by Nandishvara. Although Nandishvara was defending his master, Lord Shiva, still, acharyas are saying that he got a little out of control. Because Lord Shiva showed the proper example by ignoring, he just walked away. He was completely aloof. Doesn't care. He's seeing Samam Charantam Sarvatra Bhutanam Yamatak Kali. Kunti Devi is saying in her prayers that Kali, this Kali Yuga, is being ushered in by this boy Sringi. But one should see equally that this is an interaction, or one's own karma, interaction of the different entities, the material nature with the living entity. Therefore, it causes this conflagration, fighting. All these things are predicted. If you read in 12th canto chapters, the beginning of the 12th canto, chapters 2, 3, 4, like that. So many things, the Bhumi Gita, she's saying how these so-called Brahmins, they come here, all the Kshatriyas, all of them, they come fighting, they're born with nothing, and here I remain laughing at them. She's just chuckling, saying, just see, they come into this material world and they're saying, this is mine. They try to conquer every single thing. They go into the ocean. They go into outer space. They're still going on in Kali Yuga. This is part of the curse of Nandishvara, part of and so Prabhupada said it's fully operative, this curse of Nandishvara in Kali Yuga. That the Brahmins become like Brahmin Bojan. A lot of them simply go for eating. And Prithya Maharaj, when he was speaking also in the fourth canon later on, he says that he gives all the wonderful qualifications of the Brahmins. But unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, they cannot follow so well. They try to prevent those who are actually Brahmins. Just like when Prabhupada was bringing his disciples to India the first time, and still going on to some degree, of course. There are those who are, they never accept smarter. They're smarter Brahmins, they don't accept anything. To some degree, they accept more. Even when Mahaprabhu was preaching, the Brahmins complain. Just see, they're complaining about the Supreme Personality of God. Kalini Sabhajantyarya Gunaga Sarabhagina. The devotees are above the Brahmins. Brahmins should become devotees. Yas yasti bhakti bhagavati kinchana sabhagina satyas. Even if one has these Brahminical qualifications, they become nullified, neutralized by offending the that King Huguna, he said, I am very afraid of offending the Brahmins. When he spoke with Jadvarat, the Brahmanas may appear. We don't know how they're appearing. They may appear as a little boy. They may appear as Avadhu. Jadvarat, people were like spitting at him. Mushabdev also, they were just neglecting. Vipralabdha, Sapta. But they ignored it. They're qualified. And Prabhupada was being he's like a great hero. One thing in Shyamasundara's books, he very much has this idea that Prabhupada is the great hero. He's right, you know, as he brings that out. Sometimes it's, we're reading some of his new book, just a little bit here and there. He's always glorifying Prabhupada like that. Sometimes he might go a little overboard. Prabhupada is just, the way he makes all these analogies of Prabhupada conquering. Like, he went into Mexico, and so Shyamasundara said, one day Prabhupada has conquered the whole of Mexico. Finished. Like, he came there, hadn't slept anything in 2 days, and after going to the temple, then they said, well, Prabhupada, there's this one radio man, I think a radio show, or a TV show. Anyway, he has like 25, 30 million people listening to that. So Prabhupada said, yes. He said, but while you're here, he wants you to visit. No, right now. It was already like after 9 o'clock at night. Prabhupada been traveling, hadn't slept in 2 days. He said, right now. So he went there immediately to preach. And then came back later, had some 40s, whatever. And so it's funny because Shyamasundar said, there, finished. One day, conquered nature. We don't know, but still, there were so many people coming to see Prabhupada. Very pious people, and Prabhupada was very pleased with the situation. So Prabhupada's like this great hero, so he had this idea, you know, that, okay, we can't get anyone to surrender even one of their boys, even they have so many, to become a Brahmin in Kali Yuga. They want the Brahmin, their boys, even if they're born in a Brahmin family, they want them to become big shot sense enjoyers, Brahma Bhojan. So when Prithu Maharaj was speaking in Fort Canary, saying like Ananta Dev eats through in the fire yajna, he's eating so many offerings to the devas, even Vishnu, but he's more satisfied by feeding the actual Brahmins. And Thakur Haridas, he was born way outside Brahminical. He was born Muslim, it's hard to believe, but. So when Advaita Acharya was offering the Shraddha Patra, you were supposed to then feed the topmost Brahmins. So he gave first to Thakur Haridas. Thakur Haridas said, but you'll be criticized if you do like this. He said, that's okay. Feeding you means I'm feeding as good as millions of qualified Brahmins. This is the vision of a great Acharya, vision of Kiba Bipra, Kiba Nyashi Sutra, Kenai, J. Krishna Tattavaka, Sei Guruva. Kaviraj Goswami is so inspired speaking like that. Anyone who knows this science of Krishna consciousness, Krishna Tattavaka, Sei Guru, he is Guru. Prabhupada used to say, like Saraswati, she was 3 years old, you know who's Krishna? So she is Guru. So Guru, one Acharya Mam, the Jana, Navamani, the Karaja. You can see so many slokas there. Even in Bhagavatam, Krishna is saying, the Acharya is as good as me. So Acharya, Acharati, Shastrani, the Acharya is someone who follows the Shastra. So Prabhupada was following strictly. He was the supreme Acharya, Acharya Guru. And so he can present these opinions that he's giving you. Let's see what's in this. Here it says, hatred of the lower orders of life began from this Brahmin boy. Because in the Vedic system that Krishna is describing, Chaturvarnam is being cited here. Chaturvarnam, Krishna, Guna, Kama. It's Guna and Kama, which is actually what's impressing Krishna, not your birth, just as birth. You may be born, Prabhupada said, as your father's a doctor, you have a good chance because you're always hearing about medicine and so many things. If you're Ayurvedic, or you're hearing that also. So there's many doctors, their son becomes doctor, not always, but it happens many times. So he has a chance, but it doesn't always happen. But he has to also qualify, go to medical school. Oh, you can't show up. Put a sign out that you have your medical office, eradication path. And now you set up, no. Prabhupada called it quap. And you have to go to the medical school. I think eradication told me one time that 99% of what he learned in medical school was useless, but still. You have to go to the school, you cannot. But even, let's say you want to be a surgeon. I mean, it happens, you have these bogus guys, it still is setting up something, you know. They give people plastic surgery and their faces are bulging and they have all this poison suddenly and they die or something and they're arrested. So people do that sometimes. That's possible. So you see that Ajamil, he was also a Brahmin, qualified Brahmin, but he deviated and became lost then. Still it was there in his mind, Narayana. He was naming his children very nicely. Yadanarayana yeti jagadu chaturakshan. Four syllables that Ajamil was able to speak, Mriyamana, the time of leaving his body. And he spoke with great helplessness, therefore, the Vishnu Dutas came and they took him out, or they protected him from the Bhutani Vishnu or Soy Pujitani. The devotees are like demigods, and these Vishnu Dutas are just like devas, and they hear, just like Prabhupada compared that to the police. They may get a call, oh, there's this crime going, and then they come, they hear a call. So similarly, the Vishnu Dutas, they hear the call. Someone is fixed in Narayana. I always remember this one life member in Mayapur. He was saying how he was so impressed that he asked one time to Prabhupada that that in India we're suffering so much, Swamiji, but in the West they're enjoying. We have so many facilities we're enjoying. So why do you say that India is so fortunate? And Prabhupada gave him a nice answer that he could never forget. That because here in India you're hearing Krishna Nam from the early hours. And he explained early hours means as soon as you're born you're hearing someone's name. Is Narayan, your father's name, or your name is Narayan, your name is Govinda, something. Now, of course, they're giving some weird, strange, not even sensitive name, but that's another fallen condition. But it's the Brahmin's fault. Prabhupada always laid the blame on the Brahmin, that why these men have become Muslims or deep gone off, there was no reason for that, because the Brahmin were Saraswati Kala, that means Kripana. They're not acting like Brahmins, Kripana. This description was given. Prabhupada was again and again quoting this line. It's can't remember the whole verse, but it's all about how Devaki was in the prison and she was compared to this pot, this flame within a pot. If there's a flame inside a pot, it might burn, but no one sees it. So that's compared to people have knowledge, but they're keeping the knowledge. So they want to keep, they have some knowledge. Brahmins are definitely studying, many of them, not all, of course. Prabhupada would sometimes mention Brahmins who are pulling tela, big cart, just like a bull's or a horse's, mules they're supposed to carry. And then someone, they still have Brahmins there. So someone is saying, oh, Panditji, you know, he saw someone addressing him as Pandit, and he has a thread, but he's pulling tail, just like he. It's all a worse, unfortunate situation. But the Brahmin is not supposed to be even dependent on anything. He's completely independent. Prabhupada said he would see Brahmanas in his youth in India. They would be cooking for themselves. Even the wife, they didn't like even that the wife would cook for them. Sick Brahmana, like that. Completely independent, and not going, just like now we have very intelligent persons, maybe born in Brahmin family, and they come to the West, or they go somewhere in India, they go to high-tech university, very smart, they have all this qualification, but they're simply learning some technical thing, and then they have to go and invent and work for these rascals, so-called, Prabhupada said, so-called scientists, inventing so many nonsense things, just ahita. Say, ugra karma things. Etam drishtam avashtabhyana shtatman alpabuddha. They're alpabuddha. They're small brain, and they're doing things meant to destroy the world. Kshayana jagato ahita. The Brahmin is meant for hita karana, like six Goswamis. They didn't consider themselves Brahmin, they thought they're outside of Vedic culture, no qualification. Matuyo nashti papatma. When they approached Mahaprabhu, although they were so qualified, still they considered themselves no qualification. Most sinful. You can't find anyone equal, not to Papa, as sinful as us. And there's straw on their feet. Although they were Mangalapati, still they were rolling on the ground in humility. Mahaprabhu said, stop, please stop. You're breaking my heart. You're so humble. Imagine if you can break Mahaprabhu's heart. So, in Kali Yuga, Kalakalir Balina Indriya Vaidhi Varga Vibhakti Magi Kantaka Koti Rudha. There's so many obstructions described by the Bhagavad Gita Saraswati in his very nice verses, Chaitanya Chandrani. Kaliyuga Balina, that the Kaliyuga is bad, very bad. And Kaliyuga Nidheira Janasti Maha Kirtana, we have to take to the chanting. Although it's so bad still, and our senses are out of control, and they're rudha. There's so many nonsense persons come to delude, I am a great guru, I am a teacher. They're not. The Prabhupada trained. He's giving the training here in his book. I was noticing this book, the bindings fell off, right? So, unfortunate. This book is 1,300 pages. You can read, you know, the Prabhupada's letters, he describes what the books should look like. 400 page books. Well, the paper is the same, but he never mentioned 1,300 pages. It's a binding thing. So, I'm not talking about what's in the book, just the book itself. Big fat book. The Prabhupada did never, I was in DBT for the so many years, I never heard that we should have giant book. Prabhupada used to say, over-intelligent. okay, so we can take questions. He put out the whole book, Brahman and Vaishnava. He can quote 300 shlokas from it.
Yes.
Wondering, did you mean?
No, that's we're talking about Narad Muni. He was Smakrit Smagunji. You know, he one time.
He was what?
I think the Narad Muni, he took one time the remnants of the foodstuffs.
Yeah.
What was Anudinam? What was daily? He was listening to them, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it says yeah, one time, and it's funny that he only took one time. Right? They were there for 4 months, the rainy season, and it's interesting if he only took one time. But I know I would be stealing it all the time. But he was so controlled and so respectful that he secret. To the Pashta killed Basai. He said, but immediately he became free from Rajas and Tamas and Uchi Prajayate. He became attracted to the chanting of the holy name by their association. He developed Uchi. Every day. But every day, Unudinam, you reminded me of the 12th canon. Tatashchan Udidam Dhamma. Because the Sringi is cursing Kali Yuga, the description is there. So many things in the Bhumi Gita, and how the Brahmins will just wear a thread. Sadhu, Faiva. If one doesn't have any money, Vitameva, Kalamirnam, Janmachara Gonoda. If he has no money, he'll be considered a bad guy. You don't have money, you're a bad guy. But if you have money, no matter what you do, you can kill people in the street, then you're a good guy. That's okay. But you have money, you must be good. All the predictions are there. Prajaste Bhakshiya Shyamti, Rajada Dharma. The leaders, of course, Marsh Cricket was not like that type of leader, but they devour the citizens. And the citizens, Sante Girikananam, they run off to the mountains, they try to hide somewhere. Of course, nowadays you run to the mountain, you won't get much to eat. There'll be a fire there. The rivers are poison.
I think Prabhupada quotes Chanakya, no, he says that poverty takes away all good qualities. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Daridra.
So the Brahmins there, they take thousand times.
Huh? You're mumbling, you got to say it clearly. I was yesterday hearing you in a driving home or something, and they kept telling you to speak in the mic. So.
I was trying to speak in the mic. I don't know. Everybody can. No, the
Rudra Sarva, yeah.
I don't know. But the Brahmins, they take vows of poverty, no?
The Rudra,
how they...
Everything is destroyed when you're poor. Right. But this is also mundane, just like Yadavar, that same shloka. One of the lines says, Griha Shunyam. Putra Hinam Griha Shunyam. If you, without a son, your house is zero. Nothing. So Yadavar asked Prabhupada about that because he hadn't had any children. And Prabhupada said, that is for ordinary persons, this shloka. You're quoting the shloka, so I'm telling what Prabhupada said about the shloka. Anything else?
So we're given Brahminical initiation in ISKCON, so we can, so services can go on, Brahminical services.
Can you speak clear?
How about that?
Okay, try it.
So we're given these, we're given Brahminical initiation, and yeah. So we, services can go on. But we may not be qualified and have these Brahminical qualities to actually be performing it properly. So many offenses. So what are the main, what would you say would be main ingredients for Brahminical,
Well, activity? It's given by Prithu in that chapter 8, I think, 410, where he's talking about sense control and mind control, constant meditation. for all these regulations that we follow, so these are all. And then, if one is that qualified, it says Krishna is Paramahamsa, becomes Paramahamsa, and Krishna never leaves him, constantly, eternally with him. So, Yasya ya lakshanam proktam. What's it? Pumsa Vana Vidyantika. That verse is Narad Muni in the seventh canto, 14th chapter, 13th chapter. Where Yasya Lakshanam Prokram, that one should see the qualification. If Chanaka even has a sloka like that, one can take from a filthy place, you can take gold. From a lower family, you can take a very qualified woman like that, wife. So, Narayana says that one should see the qualification. Pumta Vanabhidyanjika. What's the last one? Lakshanam. See, the symptoms, if one has the symptoms of the Brahma. But you're saying we're not qualified, but Prabhupada still, he will develop the qualification.
Yeah, I remember Prabhupada saying, be serious and sincere. Yeah, these two qualities in
hearing?
Serious and sincere.
Seriously.
And if you have these two qualities, then Krishna will.
Prabhupada was also, but he also cautioned that we shouldn't become puffed up, just like this boy, that we have some qualification and think that we're better than even the smarter Brahman. Even in Vrindavan, right, there was some Mayavadi sannyasi, sometimes Prabhupada would instruct to pay obeisance. Although Prabhupada said Vrindavan is overrun with rascals and Mayavadis. But still, Mahaprabhu gave respect to the sannyas order, just like that Prakashananda, and they were Mayavadis. It's not like we become. If Rupa and Sanatan, they would not even go or hurry us into the temple, they could have. Not Haridas, maybe not, but the other, they could. They could have. They wouldn't even go. They only see the chakra their whole life. Na prema shavanadi bhakti api ba yoga te bhavishnavo janam ba shubha kama ba. That verse, Rupa Goswami is saying, don't have any qualification. No, prema, of course, he says, no prema, shravanadi, I haven't heard properly, I don't have any yoga, I didn't practice yoga, so many things, don't have. But, at the end, he says, hey, gopi janabalava, vitaite, ha ha ma, vasaya ma. Gopi janabalava, you're the lord of the gopis. So I did hear something about that, so I have some aspiration, and this aspiration is giving me pain. Some pain that I want to So I say, ha ha mala sayo mam. Like that. So that's the final end of Brahminical. In the Nishnato, we have an 11th canto in that Uddhava Gita. Pare yadi, even if one is heard, even if one has gone through the whole Vedas, but he doesn't accept Krishna, then it's described like keeping a cow with it already no milk. What is it? Doha. I forgot that verse. It's a very nice verse Krishna speaks. Asati, keeping a wife who's unchaste. Keeping a son as a rascal, keeping a cow that doesn't give milk. If you may have all Brahmanical qualifications, you've studied the whole Vedas, but you finally come to the end, Hari Sarvatra Giyate. You haven't realized that these two syllables, Hari, are the sum and substance. Vedaischa Sarvaya, Ameva Vedyo. Prabhupada said, Siddhanta's there in the Gita. Krishna is speaking it like that. Chakravadeham Punajanma, all those verses. Mamchai Vyabhacharina Bhakti Yogana Sevate. This is the final call, the final Siddhanta of Bhagavad Gita. Vaidaischa Sarvaya Hamayi Yo. Like that. That Krishna is composed of Vedas. So, yeah, the Brahmins, they have so many. But many of them are like these yogic Brahmins. Well, they curse themselves, right? They didn't understand Krishna. Dig Kulam. They said, the hell with our... They cursed themselves when they saw that their wives were more qualified. But who get them? Well, all our knowledge. Go to hell with all our knowledge. We didn't realize... what is it? I hope she did. We didn't realize that hope she did. She's right in front of us. Anyway, okay. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.